The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Preparations are beginning for a tough winter ahead for the HSE as the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, has admitted that the country is bracing itself for a perfect storm of COVID-19 and an outbreak of flu. It comes as the new Omicron variant, nicknamed Centaurus, is being monitored closely by the World Health Organization as it's already been found in 15 countries. Elsewhere, those in Australia are battling high infection rates as a combination of COVID and influenza is wreaking havoc. Now, for more on this, I'm joined by Owen DeBarra, consultant in infectious diseases at Beaumont Hospital, senior lecturer in the Royal College of Surgeons of Ireland. Owen, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, we can normally look to Australia and the Antipodes generally in our summer to preview what might be coming from their winter to us in ours. They're battling with Omicron over there at the moment, so it might be hard to learn the lessons.
Yeah, absolutely. As you say, normally we look at the Southern Hemisphere's winter. We look at the flu strains and the activity there, and that largely is mirrored in the Northern Hemisphere a few months later. Of course, the last 3 years with all of the social distancing measures means that flu never really took off and never really transmitted, but it certainly seems to be doing so and doing so much earlier than usual in Australia. So normally their peak of flu pressures would be about September, but even from May it started to happen. And as you say, the COVID now is definitely becoming a thing. I had a chat with some of my colleagues and, you know, clinicians there, and they say they're actually experiencing Irish-like waiting times, which in the Australian health system, you know, in their emergency departments and all this, is really unheard of.
Now, which is the more problematic for them, the newest strains of flu or Omicron? Because they're always ahead of us with flu, but in fact they're behind us because of their earlier policies in the pandemic. They're actually behind us when it comes to Omicron.
Yeah, exactly. And I think they're kind of experiencing what we were experiencing in January earlier this year. You know, they have a highly vaccinated population. About 95% of the over 16s have had at least two doses, but their three doses is only sitting around 70%. And this is the first time, I think, that, you know, any of the variants is actually moving widespread through the community without any restrictions. So there's huge numbers of cases. The ITU numbers there at the moment are flat, but of course they're anxious and worried. And they're also not seeing, you know, the kind of hypoxic pneumonitis type patients that we were familiar with in the very early waves of this. So I think it needs a little bit of time to bear out how many of these are incidental, because there's so much of it circulating, and how many of them are sick, but they're certainly seeing pressures on their overall systems, as you would see with any spike in respiratory viruses, just because some of the people are in, you know, dehydrated and causing other conditions then to precipitate.
Now, what do we know about the latest strains of flu and the effectiveness of the vaccines? Because often, I suppose, in Australia, they have to catch up on what they find. For us, we get the early warning.
Yeah, exactly. And really what happens is the WHO looks at previous years, they have meetings, and then by the early part of the summer, they determine what's going to be in the four strains. There's usually four different types of influenza put into the vaccine that's recommended for either northern and southern hemisphere. So far, the amount of virus that's been sequenced, and we know exactly which it is in Australia, is relatively limited, but it looks like a good match for the vaccine that's been deployed. And the vaccine then that is due to come to us for really about September, it usually arrives for rollout. How that bears out into the clinical bit remains to be seen each year, but it looks like the four strains selected appear to be the main strains that are circulating.
Now, Centaurus, we talked to Killian de Gascoigne about that. He said it's, you know, being watched at the moment. They don't know how dangerous it might be.
Yeah, and this is what's going to happen on and on and on with so much circulating virus. Mutations will occur. This has emerged in many countries, and it's got a competitive advantage, we would say. So in the kind of Darwinian thing, it outcompetes other variants, so it has some kind of advantage. It multiplies quicker, it transmits quicker, something like that. But what will always be the key thing for us, I suppose, is whether it actually causes more serious illness or evades the vaccines. And to date, there hasn't been a variant that has significant immune escape of the vaccines used. But all of us are, you know, concerned that that will happen at some point, or that the community immunity by way of, you know, time from vaccination will wane. So it's at the moment, it's continue to watch this space. but and this will continue to happen. So it's the need for surveillance and vigilance on these variants.
What, therefore, I mean, might we do to avoid the worst outcomes? Because if the Minister for Health is warning us we could be in for a virus storm, well, you know, early warning means good preparation. So what might we do, and when might we be instituting things like mandatory masking on public transport, for instance?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. This is all about preparedness, and the pandemic should have been about preparedness, and each phase of it that we're still in is about being prepared. So it's the tools that we have, and the most effective tools we have is vaccination. And I think, as I've said on your show before, I imagine there will be pressure for additional doses come autumn. And there's obviously a lot of people that are still due vaccines that haven't had them, be that their second, third, fourth dose, whatever in their eligible category. We run a seasonal flu vaccination campaign every year in this country. Anybody over 65 or with a chronic health condition is entitled to it. And we have very variable rates of uptake. But I think we really need to push and see that happen from September. And then we have antivirals available both for flu and for COVID that we need to streamline and have those available to people. And they only really work if you get them very early in your disease. And then, I think it remains to be seen about mask wearing. And, I know in Australia and some states, they're advising work from home at the moment. I still think it's unlikely we'll get to that point. But the consistent advice at an individual level, if you're unwell, stay home. And that's something we should all be doing. It's a phenomenon called presentism. Some of us will turn up to work no matter how unwell we are, whereas really it benefits your co-workers and the whole organization if you're really unwell to stay out for a day or two.
Because bear in mind what your colleagues are thinking about you as you're coughing and sneezing your way around the office. They're thinking, I wish he or she would go home. Don't give it to me, please. All right. Owen, thank you very much for joining us. Owen DeBarra is consultant in infectious diseases at Beaumont Hospital, senior lecturer in the Royal College of Surgeons of Ireland.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.